The difference between precision and accuracy is important to understand. Precision is essentially repeatability, the ability to hit the same position again and again. Accuracy is being able to hit the desired target. If you were shooting several arrows at a target, the precision would be good if the arrows were tightly bunched, even if they were not near the bullseye. Accuracy is being able to hit the bullseye. The ideal bracket placement technique would be accurate and precise. That is, the brackets would be placed close to the ideal position again and again. A recent publication in the August 2009 JCO reported on the development of a system to measure the precision of bracket placement, and this purpose is reflected in the title of the paper, Precision of Bracket Placement on Dental Models. The author's desire was to find a way to measure the bracket position on a tooth and be able to describe the position in all three planes of space. In this case, an optical method was developed that proved to be useful. Five orthodontists were then asked to participate in a study using this measuring method. They each placed brackets virtually on a computer first to represent their target position, and then bonded three cases with a direct bonding method and three with their preferred indirect bonding method. In addition, three cases were bonded using a commercial digital indirect bonding setup. All bonding by the orthodontist was done on mannequins, trying to replicate the clinical situation. The purpose of this study was to see how precisely or repeatably the orthodontist could place brackets using the different methods. The results showed that the precision of bracket placement slightly favored the indirect bonding method, but the differences were not large. The most precise method was the laboratory-based indirect bonding that likely had some technology assistance for placing the brackets during the setup. Remember, though, that this was not a measure of accuracy. Good precision could be placing the brackets repeatedly in the wrong position. In general, the variation in position was within plus or minus 0.5 millimeter, but the variation in angulation was more like plus or minus 5 degrees, making me wonder why we argue over bracket prescriptions that may vary by just a couple of degrees. The authors promised to provide further studies in the future on accuracy of bracket positioning. It would be nice if that could be done in a true clinical situation on real patients. It's difficult to determine how a study such as this, done on mannequins, represents what happens in a real mouth with a tongue and saliva. If you want more details of this study investigating the precision of bracket placement, take a look at this article by Lai and Ma in the August 2009 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics.